First, you must feed the fruit of this tree to the stone horse, and it will come to life. Mount the horse, and it will take you toward the palace, said the old man. The old man smiled grimly. Then you will come to the mountain of fire. You must ride up and over it, despite the searing heat. And if it should burn you, you must not make a sound, or else you will immediately be burned to ashes. The youth grimaced. What happens after I cross the mountain? On the other side of the mountain, you will find the sea of ice. Its waters are as cold as death itself. You must ride your horse through this sea, and if you should shudder from the cold just once, you will sink straight to the bottom. And after the sea? Asked the youth. You will come next to the Mountain of Light. Atop this mountain is the palace where you will find your mother's brocade. The old man looked intensely at the youth with blazing eyes. Do you still want to go on this quest? He asked him. With all my heart, said the youth. Very well, replied the old man. Pick the fruit from the tree and feed it to the stone horse. The son climbed the large tree in front of the house. There were many thorns on the branches, and they scratched his entire body as he reached for the juicy fruit. He carefully picked the finest red fruit and then carried it down the tree again. Next, he held the piece of fruit up to the mouth of the stone horse. He felt foolish doing this, but saw no point in quarreling with the old man about it. All at once steam came out of the creature's nostrils, and its mouth began to move. It seized the fruit and swallowed it whole.